All right, so then what he moves to next now is he's going to give us two ways to consider worldviews to help us determine whether or not these various worldviews do what they're supposed to do, which is, you know, kind of make sense and work and that sort of thing, right? And so he says, for you to refute a philosophy or a worldview, there are different things that you can do, but two things should be on your mind. And you want to look at the worldview of the opponent and identify these two things, arbitrariness and inconsistency, right? So arbitrariness is not allowed, he says, in a philosophical outlook because it's not, the outlook isn't rational, right? It's just a matter of however you happen to feel that day. If you arbitrarily think one thing this day and arbitrarily think another, well, that's not rational. It needs to have some basis for why you think and do the things that you think and do. Arbitrariness, he says, gives you no reason for believing that you found the truth. You just arbitrarily, you know, think whatever at that particular time. Right. And so he says that is not allowed in a good philosophical outlook or world.
Right. I have the belief that if I go outside today, I have to have three balloons tied to my wrist. And if I die, that's when I get to go to paradise for the rest of eternity because I wore those three balloons. Why do you believe that? Because it's today. Because that's even saying because that's how I feel. Again, that person's taking a step back and relying on something. It's not the belief in the balloons in of themselves. It's because I have this reason, and then my actions happen. So again, even getting to the asking of why helps with that, and we're kind of going to cover that here in a little bit too.
Yeah.
So you need to get to the place where you can say to someone you're witnessing to, why do you believe that? Do you have a reason to think that? Can you account for your claims about this or that? So they might have a reason. Well, I have a reason because dogs bark. That's why I have to wear the balloons. Okay, you're gonna have to link those two thoughts with me, or else you're just being arbitrary and you're just kind of throwing the mashed potatoes on the wall and hoping something sticks there. You can't.
Yeah, this reminds me of the Columbo questions that Greg Coco was asking in his book on tactics.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
What do you mean by that? And then the question of, why do you think that's true? And that this is the second question is what he's getting us to.
Right.
And if we don't have a good reason for what we believe, if we just believe something arbitrarily, then there's no foundation for it. That is not a good reason to believe something. And therefore that worldview isn't a good worldview.
And when we had Greg Kokel on the show, we asked him kind of, are you a presuppositionalist? And he doesn't claim that title. But it's interesting how often our non-presuppositional friends steal from the presuppositional worldview. So not saying that's wrong. I'm just saying, isn't that interesting?
Well, we'll call it borrowing.
Yeah, right? Okay.
Stealing is kind of...
Stealing is a sin, and we don't want to accuse other believers.
It's morally loaded. That's right.
That's right. All right. So the next one then is kind of the fun one. It's identifying inconsistencies. Secondly, no one is permitted to be inconsistent. Inconsistency, as James White would say, is a sign of a failed argument. No one is allowed to contradict himself because when he puts together a philosophy, you have to ask, well, why can't you be inconsistent? Because you can prove anything from inconsistent premises. Therefore, if you can prove anything, it's worthless. It doesn't help you at all when facing tough decisions or hard decisions. When repeating decisions, what did I do before? Well, what does it matter what you did before? Well, what does it matter asking? Well, what does it matter that I did before? And so you kind of are able to not narrow your focus. And so you just allow everything to come in, which still we would say is a type of worldview, but letting everything in doesn't allow you to make even choices or decisions there.
Right. So inconsistency, for instance, probably the the big one that everybody's aware of is the, you know, the law of non-contradiction. It's extremely inconsistent, but it allows you to believe anything, right? If you believe that, you know, you can dabble in contradictions, this is a computer and this same thing at the same time is not a computer, or you can prove anything by being inconsistent. And that's the point he's trying to make. So if a worldview, if a claim is inconsistent, you know it has serious problems, right? Yeah. That's what he's suggesting.
Yeah, that's the one that you write in the front of your mind, and and you want to ask them about that, especially, I think. So when there's an inconsistency in a person's philosophy, the philosophy can conclude anything, and therefore that philosophy is just inconsistent, but it's also arbitrary.
Right, right. So if you can prove anything, then that's kind of an arbitrary kind of position.
Right.